The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven, said, Holy Father, I pray not only for these, but for those also who through their words will believe in me. May they all be one. Father, may they be one in us, as you are in me and I am in you, so that the world may believe it was you who sent me. I have given them the glory you gave to me, that they may be one as we are one. With me in them and you in me, may they be so completely one that the world will realize that it was you who sent me, and that I have loved them as much as you loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, so that they may always see the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Father, righteous one, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me. I have made your name known to them, and will continue to make it known, so that the love with which you love me may be in them, and so that I may be in them. The Gospel of the Lord. I was quite like that bit of Paul when he knows he's causing a bit of dissension in the court, claiming to be one side, and all the dispute breaks out and they all start falling out. There's always a sense in which we don't necessarily want to do that, but sometimes you know the people that can come in, say something, cause chaos, and then walk out and leave it. But it's the last line that's the important bit, because Paul was giving witness and he never sort of flinched in a sense from giving witness to the truth of the resurrection, even if it caused that dissent, because he knew that some of them didn't believe it and some of them did. And so the last line, courage, you've borne witness for me in Jerusalem, now you're going to go wider. And as he goes wider, take with him that prayer of the Lord, praying that we may all be one, everyone who believes in him. And there again, we know in Christian circles, there are different groups that you could say, we believe in them, they believe in that, and chaos can ensue, and we've seen it. I mean, you know, not as far back as the Reformation, even in our own town sometimes, this Christian group and against this one. But the prayer of the Lord, it's always that we will all be one. And that's the important prayer, the Lord. But with it, that last line, courage. That's what we need, that we may be one.